The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information contained herein and provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended and shall not be construed as legal advice. And with that, enjoy the show.
This is the only divorce podcast that's one part family law attorney and one part recovering comedian. We are dedicated to bringing you action steps, empathy, and a healthy side of snark. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. Guys, the last thing you want to worry about is your kid's safety when they're with your co-parent.
Agreed. Listeners, we want to help set your family up for success in 2024 with SoberLink.
Okay, so SoberLink is a high-tech breathalyzer system used in situations where alcohol is an issue. SoberLink sends you instant results of a co-parent's alcohol levels. When they test, their identity is automatically confirmed with facial recognition, and tamper sensors ensure that no cheating has occurred. You then get instant proof that your kids are safe in their care.
As a family law attorney, I personally recommend SoberLink to my clients who are dealing with custody and alcohol-related disputes.
So get peace of mind this year. Visit SoberLink.com/notsuck to learn more and get $50 off your device. Ask me if I feel famous.
Ooh, this is a good one. Good way to start. Let me ask you. Andrea, do you feel famous?
1.5 million views on a reel. 1.5 million, mother. It sounds like Dr. Evil, like $1 million. The reel, girl, that reel that we did, what was it, last week now? That viral reel, that silly reel of me dancing in my kitchen talking about divorce.
I'm still in shock by that. And I didn't even know we were up to that many views because, of course, I can't read Instagram. But the things that made me laugh so hard, one, it was probably one of the dumber videos that we've done. It was nice, but it didn't have a lot of meaning. But two, the comments, I mean, people were either all on board with it or man, were they nasty.
It was polarizing.
For you.
I mean, unfortunately, I still want to know. And if anyone who listens to our show wants to answer this question for me, please help me out. Are there some sort of like haters groups that somebody can join? Like, because I feel like this reel got posted on some angry men's forum, like fuck souls.
Yeah, and we don't have angry men listeners.
Yeah, we
have great
male
listeners. So
like,
I don't know.
We get some of the best questions from our guys. Like,
I know, and it was like Dan called Paul, and Paul called Bobby, and then they got like a boy gang together and they all just started just nailing you with the comments. I mean, the best comment, though, I have to say that I laughed out loud was, you're the female McLovin. I couldn't even be mad at that. I was like, this is so good. Who is this guy? This is hysterical.
What killed me is they kept calling me old. They're like sad that this old lady's here in her kitchen. I'm like, old? First of all, we're sponsored by Dermaid, so watch yourself. Second of all, I have been injected with so much Botox, I can't possibly look old. You can call me washed up. You can call me a dirty whore for all you want, but don't call me old. I mean,
that's below the belt.
Okay, so quite the sensation this was. A real pivotal point. We gained so many new followers from it and probably so many listeners. So if you found our show from this silly, silly reel of me dancing in my kitchen, welcome to How Not to Suck at Divorce. We're so glad you're here.
Yep. We are so glad you're here. So that brings us kind of to our topic tonight. And I'm going to just jump right in. So I don't know if you know this about me, but this is, you know, we've done a lot of things at my firm about what kind of personality are you? How do you work best? You know, all those fluffy kind of personality tests. And one of the things that I found out about myself, which is not shocking, is I'm like a check the box kind of a girl. Like, I make a list every day. I want to get everything checked off that I've done it. Then I feel really good about it. And one of the things that we're hearing from our listeners is a lot of listeners are check the box kind of people. And we have so many episodes. So if you're a new listener, or maybe you're just kind of starting out listening, or kind of just, you know, here and there, you know, we have probably over 100 episodes out there. So I'm sure someone's like, how the hell do I figure out, I know you give good action steps, but how do I like find one place where it's all kind of loaded up? And that's the type of person that I am. If I'm doing my research, I want it all in one place, one big deep dive, et cetera. And with this many podcasts, we just couldn't do it all in one place. But now, you know, introducing the topic, we have done that for our check the box listeners.
You know, we knew that we needed to offer you guys something that gave you all of the major heavy hitting information. And for those of you who don't know why we started this show is inspired by what I went through and all of the mistakes that I made when I got divorced and the things that have now led me to the place of, I mean, full transparency, I'm back in court. There are things that you will, if you make mistakes when you go through this, you might not be done with this thing for a while. And we did not want other people to make these mistakes and to suffer the way that, you know, a lot of us do, unfortunately. So we talk to people in our private community. We've answered a lot of DMs, a lot of emails, and we gathered up the biggest categories, I guess you could say, where people feel like they make the biggest mistakes. And also, I mean, Morgan, you've been able to see the areas where you find that where your clients need the most amount of handholding.
Yep, you're totally right there. And so what we did is we tried to combine our biggest mistakes that we can help people avoid into 5 episodes and also give a printable version of something that can help people stay organized during the divorce process. Because I feel like so many times when I see clients come in, they've either forgotten questions because they're so stressed out, they haven't gotten the right answers, they walk out, they can't remember the strategy. So we actually put together a guidebook that you can print out that will keep you
on track. And these episodes that Morgan was referring to before, we smashed them all together. We're labeling it. This whole package is called the Divorce Crash Course. And we're going to link to this in our show notes. It's available on our website. And in one pretty little package, you get, these are videos. So you get to see our gorgeous faces. And it's short little episodes where we cover the 5 biggest topics we're going to get to in just a minute. And you get this guidebook, which gives you a physical checklist. It gives you all of those action steps that we talk about. But now, you really don't have to write anything down. It is all right there for you. So let's jump right in. Let's talk about the first episode, I guess you could say, or the first big topic that we hit up in this course.
Yeah. So the first thing that we hit up, which may not be applicable to everybody, and if this isn't, that's not a problem. This divorce crash course is still for you because it will hit on topics that you're dealing with right now. But the first topic we had to hit was hiring a divorce attorney. We always tell our listeners not to hire the first attorney they interview. And we say that because the more interviews that you do with attorneys, you know, you understand kind of what you're asking and you get a strategy that's probably different from every attorney. So what we have compiled is a blueprint for you and what specific questions we want you to ask them, which is available in the course. And overall, what you're looking for in an attorney to offer you some kind of a good strategy, but backup plans as well, because we want a plan B and we want you to be able to write out these different strategy points when you're in there talking to your attorney. So if you're past the hiring a divorce attorney, that's okay. Our class or our course also gives you the guidebook for questions in the future for your attorney.
Exactly.
Meetings.
One of the things that we talk about actually is how you can best communicate with your attorney, because that is an area where people tend to spend a lot of money unnecessarily because you're not writing the most efficient emails. So things like that are super important. And we talk about attorneys all the time, literally all the time, because it's so easy to go wrong here. And it literally does set the tone for how your entire divorce is going to go. And I'll be honest, I feel like the price of our divorce crash course, which by the way, it is only $97, which I think, just let's say that up front, it's not free. It's only $97 though, but that price is justified in just this section alone. Truthfully.
Right. Yeah. And also, listen, if we wanted to make money, we wouldn't be charging $97. The reason we do this podcast and this course, et cetera, is because we want to help people. The reason I reached out to start this podcast with Andrea is because I thought her story could help people. So we are compiling all of the main actions to help you out and putting it into this course. So let's move on to the next thing that we're talking about in the course.
Yeah, I mean, so talking about helping people, you know, gosh, I know that the topic where I always get the most emotional, if you guys have been listening to the show for a while, you could probably, you know, have a running score of how many times I've cried when we record. And it's always about the kids, always about the kids. So let's talk about the kids and the mistakes that people make when it comes to kids.
Yeah. So one of the reasons that we're addressing this topic is because there's so many concerns when it comes to the children, and there's so many easy missteps where you can go seriously wrong and not only hurt your children, but hurt your case. And a lot of parents going through the divorce, I mean, this is unknown territory for you. You've never been in this situation. So things that may be like, oh yeah, that's a really simple solution, I should talk to the kids about that, we're going to walk you down the road of, no, you don't want to do it this way because here's what could happen. Or let's think about it this way and do it this way, and here's why. And so that's what we're talking about in that episode.
Yeah. And it's this stuff just like really makes me crazy sometimes, because if you're already going through this and you're already out on social media and you're following other divorce accounts, like, you know, we do, you see a lot of people talking at you, a lot of therapists that say, you know, well, make sure you never do this, and you never say this to the kids, and you always do this. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it pisses me the fuck off to hear other people give me advice when they've never gone through it. You have no idea how hard some of these things are. Like some of the things that we talk about, which is obvious, like you don't want to talk bad about your co-parent in front of your kid. Well, no shit, Sherlock. We all know that, but it's really hard to not do that. So I think that one of the things that I really appreciate about what we did with this course is we give you real talk. We level with you. We validate how hard these things are to do. And the guidance and the action steps that we give you are doable. One of the big mistakes that I just want to say about the kids, I think a lot of times we almost hyper-focus on what the kids are going through, and we totally ignore what we're going through. So one thing that I'll just give out for free here is that when you are feeling so hyper concerned about the kids, make sure that you don't forget about you. You know, focus on you. Make sure that you are okay, because that's right. It's a big area.
It's a big area. You know, I think this is a huge thing that we have to talk about. And the other thing that we want you to know, and we stress in these videos, is look, you're going to make mistakes. So it's not like we're talking at you, but listen, you can talk to other people, you can look on the internet, but at the end of the day, you've got a family law attorney and somebody who made a lot of mistakes in her own divorce. And we're talking you through that. So next thing we're talking about in these videos, the house. It's a huge area where people make really simple mistakes, negotiating the house, whether to keep the house, whether to sell the house. And, you know, probably one of the biggest mistakes people make with the house is racing through it, making a rash decision, not having the information. And we're going to talk to you through what kind of information you need to make the best decision. And we're going to put it in very simple action step terms, because not everybody is well versed on this topic. And don't feel bad if that's you. We're here to give you the education to help you understand what the process is that can get you to where you want to be with the house.
There's a lot of a divorce process that unfortunately is a business transaction. And that is a real tough pill to swallow because it doesn't feel like business. It feels very emotional. The house is a great example of that. This is the house that you lived in. This is the home that you decorated. This is the home that you raised your babies in. And now it's just like, well, what's the fair market value for the home? And what's this? What's that? And it probably makes you want to throw up. And we get that, which again, that is why we were so thoughtful with how we developed not only the information that we're giving you, but the way that we give it to you in a way that you can really digest and process so that you can make a smarter, more business-minded decision.
Yep, agreed. The next video that we talk about or topic, which is probably my favorite topic because I get to harass you, Andrea, is communication with your ex, because Andrea was the queen of making mistakes here. And we talk about it all the time.
It's like what I'm known for on this show. In fact, just the other day, somebody in our private community was harassing me. You passed the torch on, Morgan. Someone in our group was harassing me with the Seth Rogen meme, the Seth Rogen gif, which was so funny because they obviously had listened to the episodes where we talk about where the whole thing came from like years ago when I was actually going through the divorce. My ex was annoying the fuck out of me. And I just decided to respond like a child and sent him this picture of a topless Seth Rogen batting his eyes over and over and over again, because that somehow communicated my frustration with him being a total, you know what. So don't do that. But we explain again, we get that it's really hard. We get that you don't want to be nice to this person. Yet you have to be aware of every single thing that you say to them can be used against you in court. And it doesn't help you to act like a dickhead just because they're acting like a dickhead. So we give you this whole method that we get into in the course.
So why did we start this show? Well, to help save you money in your divorce. Actually, more than that, I want to help save you money and avoid major mistakes in your divorce. How does that sound?
And that is exactly why we created the Divorce Crash Course. And guys, this divorce course is different than any other divorce course out there because it's easy to understand, it's fast, it's entertaining, and it's effective. So along with 5 short videos, we give you a printable guidebook that's going to keep you on track and organized throughout your entire divorce process. And I know that Morgan's not going to brag about herself, so I'll go ahead and do it. You guys are going to be getting guidance from one of our country's top family law attorneys at a fraction of her hourly rate. And I'll be honest with you, we did not launch this course for the money, because if we were doing this thing for the money, we'd be charging a whole lot more than $97.
Exactly. And so for only $97, which, yes, is a fraction of the cost of most family law attorneys' hourly rates, you'll have all the tools you'll need to be the most efficient in your divorce process. And friends, this course will help you at any stage in your divorce process. And if you're worried about how this may show up on your credit card, we've got this. The credit card charge will show up as DCC 150.
This course does a whole lot more than save you money, you guys. I don't want you to make the mistakes that I made when I got divorced. And I don't want you to suffer or your kids to suffer unnecessarily. So go check out the Divorce Crash Course. www.thedivorcecrashcourse.com. Direct link in our show notes. It's a really easy way to communicate. It's a proven method. And we actually, I think, deliver it to you in a really funny way. And one thing that I'll tell you, that another freebie I'll give away, is when someone sends you a message, you don't have to respond right away.
And in fact, you shouldn't respond when you're feeling really heated, which actually, Morgan, I think that's something you taught me.
Yeah, agreed. And I will say on that exact episode, we give the tools when somebody is harassing you to the nth degree and you want to literally run them over with your car. I mean, that sounds a little extreme, but I'm sure that you do want that at some point.
Not so.
We give you the way to work through that. And listen, if it can work for Andrea, it can work for anyone. Okay. And finally, the last area we talk about is an area that can be easily resolved, but I see people make this mistake all the time is rushing through documents. And we touch on how to do those documents, which are really annoying, that sometimes you want to pull your hair out. The parenting agreement, the disclosure statements or financials, et cetera. We hit that and try to make it more manageable for you so that you can kind of put it, for lack of a better term, in a box in your head and understand why you're doing it and do it better.
People rush through these documents because they're uncomfortable.
Exactly.
And people rush through the documents because not only is, and I actually just talked about this the other day in a video that we did for our private community, but not only are they uncomfortable because the topic is uncomfortable, like the parenting agreement, right? When you have kids, you never imagine that one day you're going to sign legal documents saying when you're going to be with them and not be with them. Like you don't think that that's ever going to be your reality. And the other side of the uncomfortableness is I know for me, some of these documents made me feel stupid because I didn't understand it. And that was a real touchy thing for me because my ex-husband made me feel stupid.
Right.
And it was like adding gasoline to my open wound, you know, like it was just like, and in the back of my mind, you hear all of those things, right? Like I'm gonna take everything. I'm gonna make sure you get nothing. Da 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 da. All these things that people say to you, and then you're filling out this shit, and you're like, I don't know.
Right.
So you just want to rush through it.
Yeah, and I will tell you. I mean, I just had a client this week send me in financial information, and be like, "Yep, I'm done," and I'm like, "What? No, you're not. You didn't even put any income on here." None. And I know you make a decent living. What? No, you're not done. But that in and of itself was enough to give me pause to say, hey, Morgan, you got to do a better job here because clearly either this client doesn't understand what you're asking or they're not understanding why they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that's a me problem as the lawyer. And so I want the listeners to know that if you don't understand what you're doing or why, it's totally normal. And you should ask the questions. And this is why we did this short video on this to help you understand a little bit better. So maybe you don't have to spend the money calling your lawyer or asking for the hour-long discussion as to why you're doing or some kind of educational information from your lawyer. We try to streamline that in this video.
Right. It's not, and just to be clear, like we couldn't possibly tell you exactly how to fill out these forms. But we give you enough background knowledge so that you'll be able to ask your attorney an educated question, which will help your attorney help you. We talked about the very beginning when we were saying saving you money when it comes to your attorneys. I don't know if you guys know this, but attorneys are expensive and you get billed for questions, you get billed for emails, you get billed for when they read an email, you get billed for when they respond to an email. Now, we can't mitigate the fact that you have to communicate and you should be communicating with your attorney, but I want you to communicate with them in a smart way. I will tell you right now that I already mentioned that I am back in court. I actually got a compliment, Morgan, you will love this, from an attorney who said to me, "You write me emails and bullet points?
I've taught you well, haven't
I? They're like, this is a very efficient email. They're like, oh God, can you teach my clients? I'm like, actually, I can. A true story, a straight up.
I feel like a proud mom right now. I feel like we're getting somewhere, Andrea. You're going to be okay. We're going to get you through this.
No, but I know we're joking right now, but I will say, and here's now I'm going to get emotional. truly, 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 you guys, the woman that I am right now is very different than the woman I am when I went through, I was about to say my divorce for the first time, because truly it felt like through some of these things more than once. The beauty of my life. But the way that I've handled it, the way the different attorneys that I've hired, I've been through different attorneys through this process. And guys, you might switch attorneys. And that's okay. Sometimes that's a really good thing. And it happened. And we talk about that actually. I am so different because of the knowledge I have and the fact that I'm able to apply these tools that we now teach other people. And it helps you calm the noise and the emotion. Because
yeah,
when you feel like the stakes are high, or I shouldn't say that, when the stakes are high, when the stakes are really high, when you've got stuff on the line, your home, you know, your life savings, your kids, your shoe collection, it really, you feel it. And you tend to make mistakes when you're operating from that place of pure emotion. So being able to look at things as a business transaction is so important. So truly, I really do. I want you guys to go and take a look at this and see how much this can help you. And if you're not already a member of our private community, make sure you go and join the private community, because a lot of friends in there have already done this crash course and they can answer questions about, you know, how they felt about it.
I agree. And I've seen Andrea, I mean, you know, since we started this podcast to now, you have been so much more calm. And you've, you know, I know that you are a different person in with regards to just the knowledge that you have, that it's making you more calm when things do hit the fan and the shit does go down. You are a different person now.
Well, and calm translates into better decisions.
Agreed.
I think is really 100%. Important to point out, because it's not just like, oh, she's calm. That's so nice. It's no, when you're calm, you don't suck up. I yep. cannot stress that enough, you guys. When you are an emotional mess, you will make big fucking mistakes. You just will. And that sucks. And that is why. And
let me say this as a divorce lawyer. How do you be calm as a client? It's education.
Correct.
If you feel like you understand what's coming around that next corner or what the possibilities could be waiting around that next corner, you will be calm, which will lead into better decisions for you and your family. That's why we're here, because I felt when we started this podcast, nobody with credentials, and I stress that, credentials. It's not a certificate somebody got on the internet. It's not, you know, Joe down the street talking about something. It's someone with a JD, a lawyer, and somebody else who's gone through it. We're out there giving people the right information. And that's what was bothering me. And that's why we came up with this podcast.
Right. And like I said before, it was so important to me that we spoke to people the way you want to be spoken to. You don't want some two talking heads coming at you saying, oh, the best way to do this is blah, blah, blah. Because it's condescending. It was really important to have someone say, and it doesn't help that I'm a little bit funny, to hear someone say, yeah, this sucks. And I'm going to tell you what I went through and how I felt and how my kids felt. We try to be as transparent as we could possibly be on the show without getting sued every other episode. So, and we know you guys appreciate that and we appreciate all of you. So with that, I hope that this episode gave you a few pointers and led you in the right direction. Obviously, there's going to be a direct link in the show notes for you to grab your partner by the hand. Way too funny, real quick. Speaking of getting sued, Morgan's starting to sweat.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, end the episode. I don't want to hear this story. You know how we labeled the course, like on credit card transactions, you know how we have it coded so that it doesn't show up as like divorce course, especially someone who hasn't filed yet. And then their spouse is like, honey, I saw a charge on our Amex for a divorce crash course. Something you want to tell me? So we put it in as The credit card charge shows up as DCC150. Do you want to know where the 150 comes from?
No, tell me. I'm excited about that.
Okay. So funny story. When I was in high school, so I went to a high school for performing art, big shock, and musical theater major, what? And there was this teacher there whom I didn't really care for him very much. And so we decided to, you know, stalk him a little bit. And 150 was part of his address. And
psychopath. So we are going full psychopath on what's showing up on people's credit cards.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, I and all of my friends from the time, and I mean, I'm old, so this goes back years and years and years when I was in high school. And I'm still in touch with a lot of these people. All of us still have 150 somewhere in our lives. Passwords, something, because it was so memorable. And like when I say stalk, we would drive by his house and yell show tunes out the window. Like,
scary.
I mean,
that's enough to scare me. I'll tell you that much.
Really in tough. I mean, it was like far from stalking. But yeah, that's a little chuckle to add to your day. When you think that your life is bad, picture me with a speech impediment, a love for breakfast tacos, singing show tunes out the window in San Antonio, Texas.
Sounds like the perfect woman right there.
Remember how we were talking about how much I've grown?
Yeah. Your fiance is super.
I hope Steve does not listen to this episode, or he's going to be like, and I changed my mind.
I know, exactly. But listen, if you want this information all in one place and you're the type of person like I am, a check the box kind of a person, this is where it's at. It's all linked. But my favorite part about what we did is definitely the printable brochure or outline for you, basically. And there's some funny things in there. There's some things to keep you on track. There's some things when you're lonely that you can write out and actually go back to make sure that you're making the right decision in the divorce. Because let's face it, whether you're thinking about divorce or in the middle of divorce, if you're having a really crap day, there are those days that you're like, is this all worth it? Mm-hmm. Should I just go back and suck it up? Mm-hmm. Should I just go back and try to make this work? Well, guess what? We know where you're at. And that's why we put the brochure together. So we're trying to make sure that you're going to get through this in the best possible way. And this will help you.
Yep. That's exactly right. We're so, so proud of this crash course, you guys. And this took us a long time to develop. So let us know what you think. Again, it's $97, and the impact that it'll have on your life is just so grand. And hey,
right,
you know what? Not for nothing. I tell you what we'll throw in. I will prank call your ex and sing them a show tune. There you go.
That is worth it. That is worth it.
DM me. Give me their name, their number. I will call from a non-disclosed area, sing them a show tune. Do some light stalking. My gift to you.
Free, exactly.
Free.
But let me end with this legally, that if you buy the divorce crash course and you learn one thing not to do, it will save you far more money than $97 in your divorce. And I'm telling you, each video, and we did 5 plus the guidebook that you get to print out, has action steps, and there's numerous in each video. So I know that you will save yourself overall money.
Yeah. And remember, we want you to, let's go over the topics. We want you to pick the right attorney for your case, even if you're already in the divorce process and maybe you didn't hire the right attorney initially. Take a minute. Think about this. Think about what we're saying. And if that person doesn't line up for you, then maybe you need to make a change. We want you to be mindful of how you're helping your kids. We even talk about if you are pre-divorce and you are on the fence about doing this because you're so worried about the kids. We talk about that too. We want you to make the smartest decisions with your house. We want you to communicate with your ex in a way that is effective. And we want you to not rush through these documents just because they overwhelm you. just like with every other episode of the show, you guys, we do this just for you. We are here for you. We know that not every single day of this process is going to be easy. We're here for you on the good days. We're here for you on the bad days. And we're here for you on the really, really bad days.
Right. Divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Remember that. So some days are going to be okay. And other days you're going to be hanging on by a thread hour by hour. And that is okay. Right.
That's exactly why we have the private community. Go there.
Yep. Go there if you need a little bit more help. Feel free to message us. We always respond to any messages or any requests for referrals. We are your total divorce resource. If you need anything, message us. In the meantime, don't forget that you have got this and we have got you.